From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Adrian Hill with the Marketplace Midday Update. Happy May, everyone, and so long to April, a decidedly mixed month for the markets. Earlier in the month, we saw record highs for the NASDAQ and S&P 500. This week, swoons, big swoons. The Dow dumped nearly 200 points on Thursday. The S&P and NASDAQ both fell 1%. And at the open today, all three markets were up. Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's up with the market?
You know, confusion, all right? We had a really nice first quarter, and then in April, people lost money in stocks. People lost money with dollar bets and bond bets. And I think the reason is that there had been a really clear narrative that was driving trading. The Fed was going to tighten. The rest of the world is easing. That's attracting capital into U.S. markets. That capital flow into the U.S. gave us, well, record levels on the NASDAQ, for example. But in April, we saw a whole bunch of data suggesting that maybe it's not so simple. The U.S. has consistently been surprising on the weak side.
Mm-hmm.
The European economy consistently surprising on the strong side. And capital has started flowing out. And without that foreign capital boosting markets, they gave back some ground.
In that slew of economic data you mentioned, anything stand out to you?
The employment cost index in the first quarter, this is a measure of benefits and wages and salaries. It's the most comprehensive wage measure we have. And the ECI wage and salary index accelerated to 2.6%. It's the highest in several years. On top of that, it's the second increase in three quarters, which is a really good sign that maybe finally labor markets are tight enough that we're beginning to see some competition for workers.
Is that something the economy you think can keep up?
I think it is. You know, you look back at prior cycles, once wages start to rise, they tend to continue to rise. It's also a really good sign for those who've been out of work, are looking for work, because it's an indication that it's getting harder for companies to find people. They're more competitive in their search.
Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial. Thanks.
Thank you.
The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, and that might get you thinking of mint juleps and those flouncy, fabulous hats. But don't forget, thoroughbred racing is a serious business. The winner will take home just under $1.5 million, and changes at the racetrack are afoot. Sally Herships has more.
It's 8 a.m., it's muddy and drizzly, and I'm standing outside the stables at Belmont Racetrack on Long Island.
What did you think?
Oh, that's good. I like to hear that.
I'm with Sheila Rosenblum. She heads two racing syndicates. That's when investors buy shares in racehorses. She's watching the grooms check her horses before they're exercised.
Do you get a lot of owners in the mornings?
Sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes. No. Not like you.
Luis Rodriguez is the stable foreman, and he's talking about how Rosenblum is there every week. But there's another reason she's an unusual owner. What about women? Not a lot of women around.
She's the one only.
Not more women owners?
No women, not that I know.
Traditionally, horse racing is a male-dominated industry, but Rosenblum and women like her are changing that. Both of Rosenblum's syndicates are all women. What is it like being a woman in this man's world?
It's exhilarating, it's challenging, it's tough as heck, but I love it.
Rosenblum owns 9 horses. The Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association says the average price of a racehorse is around $60,000, but prices can rocket up into the millions. Then there are the costs of ownership, starting with which horse to invest in.
They're going to have to find somebody to buy their horses. They're going to have to find somebody to train their horses.
Lori Wolf is the co-founder of another all-female syndicate, Star Ladies Racing. She says for newcomers, horse racing can have a steep learning curve.
It sort of seems like a secret club. Like, I know kind of what that is, but I don't know exactly what that is.
One of Sheila Rosenblum's horses, La Verdad, just won a $200,000 race. But Rosenblum says this is a risky industry. Horses are huge and strong and fast, but they're also fragile. All it takes is one wrong step or a blown tendon. For owners, it can feel like they're betting on the horses even when they're not betting on the horses.
It's right up there with Wall Street. This is Wall Street. This is Wall Street for horses.
Wow, look at her go. From Belmont, New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And while we're talking lady luck, a group of 16 co-workers in a New York pharmaceutical company will share a $58 million lottery jackpot. Apparently, when they found out they won, they all got together in a conference room to giggle or whatever it is you do when you become an instant millionaire. It kind of sounds like the best work meeting ever. I'm Adrienne Hill with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.